Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. All kinds of stuff going on, as usual. No big surprise there. But things that are going on are also kind of going through, and you've got a little bit of guidance for a very particular situation.
Yeah, you know, we do. It seems like almost everyone will reach a point in their lives where maybe they'll have a loved one or a family member who needs additional care. And, you know, no matter the age that this happens, sometimes it's younger than we think it might happen. Sometimes it might be later in life. But the younger adult needs to include their elderly parents or loved one in that decision that includes changing their living arrangements. At K-State Specialists, we offer tips to help adult children as they assist elderly parents or loved ones. First, open communication and having a clear understanding of the support services needed are two of the major keys to help parents adjust to their living situations later in life. For some, life changes can be both exciting and challenging, and for others, it can be difficult, especially for an elderly person who is moving to a new living situation. In these times, it seems important to involve the person who will be moving in the decision to relocate, which, as we know, can sometimes be very difficult. Adult children need to remember that this is a person who has had their own life, experiences, expertise, and most importantly, their independence. In addition, they have their emotional ties to the place where they're living. So that decision to relocate needs to be handled with the utmost sensitivity of the parent or loved one. But before deciding to relocate, we encourage families to explore all options to make the home environment easier to navigate for the resident. Maybe you install handrails in the bathroom or even down the hallway, or maybe they just need a ramp and need help getting in and out of the house, as well as maybe seeing if other in-home support services can be provided. We are so fortunate here in the Frontier District that we have the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging here in Ottawa, and they are an amazing resource. Have resources that most people probably don't even know about, but call them. They are great to work with, and they have some amazing services that they can do in the home. You know, in many communities, there are services that will allow a person to live independently a little while longer. So maybe the first step is to reach out to your insurance provider to see if there is an allowance for assisted care or respite care that is included. Some assistive technologies may also be included, making it easier for someone to remain at home. You know, I have a kid in my office with some really cool things that can just help everyday tasks become easier. Maybe long-handled toilet brush so they can clean the toilet easier. We have tools that can help you maybe get things in and out of the oven a little easier. If remaining in the home is no longer an option, though, we encourage families to schedule a time to meet and visit about the next steps. There may be a person in the family who has that expertise or special connection to the person, and they might be the best person to maybe start that conversation. But I would also recommend not to do that over a major holiday when everyone is home. You don't want that tie to be connected to that decision or that conversation. So maybe you schedule another weekend and let that person know that you need to have a hard conversation with them about their future care. You also want to think about having family dinners and talking about how to make things better for that parent rather than giving them a directive. Once the person and you as a family have decided that they need to maybe be relocated, I encourage you to start by writing down a list of what services they do need. You know, make a list of typical services the person needs in a month and have that with you when you're meeting with potential facilities. As an example, some of those facilities might include medical care. Maybe they have access to a salon, someone that comes in and cuts hair. Maybe religious worship space. That's important to you and your family. Maybe some of those facilities have that. And, you know, see what other amenities that they might have. When setting up a facility tour, pay close attention to the surrounding space and see if it projects a comfortable home environment and, you know, observe the caretakers and how they're interacting with the residents. And for facility reviews, you can always check out the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services website. A great option is to Continuing Care Retirement Community, because those facilities offer multiple levels of care. So people might begin an independent living to gain access to amenities and services needed, and then eventually they might need to go to assisted living or even a nursing home environment. And those options are available within that complex as well, which makes it really handy. When moving, though, to a new environment, it's so important to make them feel comfortable as possible for the resident. So see what things that your loved one or family member wants to bring with them and bring as much of that as the facility will allow. If they have a chair that they always sit in, you know, bring that from home. If there's photos or a special book they want to bring or anything like that that's meaningful to them, make sure that gets included. And lastly, remember to treat older adults as we wanted to be treated. Again, a golden rule, treat others with the gentle respect that they deserve. And rather than telling them what they're going to do, include them in that decision. So if you need any more questions or would like resources for this, feel free to contact me in the Frontier Extension District Osage office at 785-828-4438.
Thank you, Janae. The important conversations aren't always easy, but having the information to hand and approaching it with the mindset of how would I want to be approached in this situation is a good start, at least. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We look forward to talking to you again soon. In the meantime, have a fine day. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.